クで、we come to this section called the procedure of Javana or Javana Niyama. But before we study this section, I'll go back to the third chapter and review the chapter. Now the third chapter deals with chetas. And chetas are classified according to feelings, according to roots, according to kichas or functions, according to doors, according to objects, and according to bases. So which chetas are accompanied by which feeling? And which chetas have how many roots? And so on. Now, in order to understand the third chapter, you need to be familiar with the first and the second chapters also. So, please have in mind the 89 or 121 types of consciousness, and then some of the mental factors. So, among them, we apply functions, doors, objects, and bases to the thought processes or to the conscious types of consciousness contained in the thought processes. So each thought process, we must use our knowledge of the first, second, and third chapter to determine which data is represented there and which feeling it is accompanied by, and which function it is doing, through which door it arises, and what object it takes, and on what base it depends. So, in a given thought process, let's say the first thought process of Atti Mahanta, a very great object, there are 17 thought moments. And with each thought moment, we are to be able to say, this thought moment represents how many chetas in the 89 or 121 chetas. And this chetta is accompanied by somanasa or domanasa or ubhika or something like that. And this chetta is accompanied, if this chetta has one root or two root, if you want to apply that also, but that is not necessary here. But we have to understand what functions these different types of chetas perform. And there are how many functions? 14 functions. Among them, the seeing consciousness and so on have a seeing function, hearing function, and so on. And then there are 19 types of consciousness that have the relinking, life continuum, and death. But these are nipuanga and duty functions. And then there are those that have the function of javana, right? What are javanas in brief? You remember? Kusala, akusala, phala, and kriya. Kriya except two through our vajanas, I mean through chaitas that are five sense door adverting and mind door adverting. And then that is the function of the dharamana. So the dharamana function is performed by how many chaitas? 11 chaitas, right? 3 investigation consciousnesses, and then 8 kama vajra vibhaga or mahavibhaga consciousness. And if it is a seeing thought process, then the whole thought process arises through eye door. If it is hearing consciousness, then through ear door. If it is mind or thought process, then the whole process arises through mind door. And then we have to understand what base individual chaitas depend on. For example, bhavanga chaitas, what base do they depend on? Heart base. And pancha dwara vajana, heart base. Seeing consciousness, eye base. And then what next? Receiving and so on, heart base again, right? So we have to understand these. So if you are not quite familiar with the third chapter, please go back to the third chapter and study it again. So today we come to the procedure of jhavana. It is fixing the jhavana or something like that, jhavana niyama. So please look at the manual. Page 76. So among the jhavanas, in a limited jhavana process, the sense sphere jhavanas run only for 7 or 6 times. That means in kama vajra thought process, kama vajra jhavanas run for 7 times or 6 times, right? So we are familiar with jhavanas running for 7 times, right? But not for 6 times. But it is said that if the object is very weak, then even under normal conditions, there may be only 6 jhavanas running and not 7. On page 154, about the bottom, when it says about jhavanas, now following this, any one of the 29 sense sphere jhavanas which has gained the right conditions runs its course generally for 7 mind moments. There it says generally. So generally means just this. Sometimes 7, sometimes 6. Yeah. No, it is not explained there. Why generally was said there. So actually, there generally means sometimes 7 thought moments and sometimes in rare cases, 6 jhavanas may run. So in the kama vajra thought process, kama vajra jhavanas may run 7 times normally or 6 times. Now please note, because at the end of this section, we will try to find out how many jhavanas run only 1 time, how many jhavanas run for 2 times, and so on. So now kama vajra jhavanas run for 7 times or 6 times. But in the case of a feeble process, such as at the time of dying, etc., they run only 5 times. So in the death thought process, there are only 5 jhavanas. because mind has to citta has to depend on different bases. So at the time of death, the whole physical body is very weak. So since the base is weak, the citta also becomes weak, and so it has no power to run for seven times. So at that time, the jhana runs for only five times, and that time is the time of dying, etc. So the time of dying means just before dying, and etc. is said to mean when you become fainted, or sometimes when a person is too drunk, or when a person is too sleepy. So these are to be included by etc. So not only at the time of dying, but at other times also when the mind is weak, then it may run for only how many times? Five times. So five times at the time of dying, fainting, etc. Now we get how many kinds of jhavanas? Three kinds of jhavanas. Those that run seven times, those that run six times, and those that run five times. Now we will come to four or five. To the Exalted One, or to the Buddha, at the time of the twin miracle and the like, when the procedure is rapid, only four or five occasions of reviewing consciousness occur. This also they say. They say means the commentators or teachers before him, teachers before the author of this manual. So they say that. Now, twin miracle. Buddha showed twin miracle a few times during his life. The first was almost immediately after his enlightenment, or let's say seven days after his enlightenment. Buddha was sitting under the tree for 7 days without moving, and so some gods thought that Buddha had not yet become the Buddha, might not have become the Buddha because he was still sitting. He may have something more to do. So they have that doubt. So Buddha knew that doubt, and so Buddha showed this twin miracle to them. And then, as you know, Buddha showed twin miracle when he went back to his native city at the assembly of his relatives. And then Buddha showed twin miracles just before he went up to Tao Tingsa heaven to preach Abhidhamma. So what is twin miracle? It is in Pali, it is called Yamaka Patihariya. So Patihariya means miracle, and Yamaka means twin. So twin miracle means making fire and water come out of his body. Showing fire and water come out of his body. So that is called twin miracle. That twin miracle was done by entering into jhanas, because twin miracle can be performed only through abhinya. Now, abhinya means, it is translated as direct knowledge. Abhinya is actually the fifth jhana specially developed. Not ordinary fifth jhana, but after getting fifth jhana, he specially developed so that fifth jhana becomes abhinya. So when it becomes abhinya, then miracles can be performed. the psychic power, remembering past lives, or seeing beings, dying from one existence and being reborn in another, or seeing the future, or performing miracles like going through the air and so on. Now, there is a process, sequence of thought processes when these miracles were performed or the abhinyas were attained. Now, a person who wants to perform the miracles must have all 9 jhanas. He must have attained all 9 jhanas. And then, first, he must enter into the 5th jhana. And then, emerges from the 5th jhana. And he reviewed or reflected upon the contents of that 5th jhana. That means, how many jhana factors are there in the 5th jhana? 2. What are they? Upekkha and ekagra. So he contemplates or reflected or reviews these jhana factors. And after that, there is another thought process by which he makes a resolution in his mind. For example, for the Buddha here. So Buddha first entered into the 5th jhana as a base jhana. And then emerged from that jhana and reflected upon the contents of that jhana. And then next, Buddha made a resolution with one thought process. Say, may fire come out of my upper body, or may fire come out of my lower body, and so on. So he made that resolution by one thought process. And then again, he entered into 5th jhana as a base for abhinya. And then he emerged from the 5th jhana and reflected on the contents of that 5th jhana again. Only after that comes the abhinya thought process. Only at that time, immediately after that abhinya thought process, fire comes out of his upper body and water from his lower body and so on. So in order to perform such miracles, because the people's thinks that water and fire came out of his body simultaneously. So Buddha had to go through these thought processes very, very rapidly. Otherwise, fire at one time and water at another, it would not be much of a miracle. But now, Buddha showed this miracle to impress people. So fire and water. And people see fire and water come out of his body at the same time. Say, fire from the upper part of the body, water from the lower part of the body, or fire from his right side, water from his left side, or fire from his right eye, water from his left eye, or fire from one pore of the, what do you call, the skin, and water from the another pore, and so on. So, in such cases, these thought processes must go very, very quickly, especially the reflecting or reviewing thought processes. Normally, in the reviewing thought process, there are how many jhanas? 7 jhanas. But here in this case, they cannot run for 7 thought moments, it's too long. So, for the Buddha, only 5, in this manual it is at 4 or 5. And commentators on this manual say that 4 or 5 can be understood as meaning 4 for people of keen intellect, and 5 for those of the not so keen intellect. Or 4 javanas for the Buddha and 5 for the disciples. So in this case, when Buddha was performing twin miracles, then the reviewing javanas cannot run for 7 moments. So they run only for 4 moments. The 4 moments and then another thought process and so on. So in order to reach abhinya thought process, how many thought processes must Buddha or anybody who wants to perform the miracles go through? How many thought processes? First, basis jhana. And then, reviewing thought process. And then, resolution thought process. And then, basis jhana again. And then, reviewing thought process again. So, he must go through 5 thought processes before he reaches the abhinya thought process. And then only after this set of 6, fire will come out of his upper body. And then make resolution that water come out of his lower body. Again, these 6 sets of thought processes he has to go through. So in these cases, the javanas, also the kamavachara javanas, cannot run for 7 moments as usual. So they run for only 4 moments. Or for disciples, say 5 moments. Now, among those thought processes, basic jhana process is jhana process, right? Reviewing process is kama vajra thought process. And resolution thought process also kama vajra. And then basic jhana process, jhana process. And reviewing thought process, kama vajra. And then abhinya thought process, fifth jhana, jhana thought process. So, rupa vajra and kama vajra are almost alternating. So, for Buddhas, only 4. And it is said that for disciples, so for Buddhas, it is only 4. And for disciples, it is 5. Now, disciples, like Sariputta, have also some occasions where they had to enter into jhana quickly, and then made the reflection quickly and so on. So for them too, reviewing thought process cannot run for 7 moments leisurely, only 5 moments for them. So now we have those that run for 4 times and those that run for 5 times. Okay. Now, the sublime javanas for a beginner during the first cognitive process of absorption and the direct knowledge javanas always run only once. Now we come to javanas which run only for 1 time. At the first attainment of jhana, now you already have studied jhana thought process, right? So how many jhana moments are there? You may look at jhana thought process. Only 1 jhana moment. No? But you have the sheets. So at the first attainment of jhana, either rupa vachara or arupa vachara. Jhana consciousness arises only once, and then bhavanga follows, right? Now, why is there only one moment of jhana? So the reason is given on page 177. Occurs for only a single occasion, owing to its weakness due to the lack of repetition. Actually, that means this jhana arises once for the first time. So that is like a child just born. So when a child is just born, he is very helpless. He is not strong, he is weak. Here also, that first jhana arises only once and it is weak. It is so weak that it cannot be a condition for another jhana cheta to arise. If it can be a condition for another jhana cheta to arise, then there would be what is called the repetition condition. It is one of the Patthana, 24 causal relations taught in Patthana. When a consciousness repeats itself for 7 times, like in Javana, we say that there is this repetition condition. That means one thought movement intensifies another thought movement, and another thought movement, and so on. But here, the jhana consciousness arises for the first time, and it is weak, and so it cannot be a condition for another thought, jhana consciousness to arise. That is why there is only one jhana consciousness, or one jhana jhavana, in the thought process of first attainment. Now, the word beginner is used here. That means just the first attainment. Now, a person gets first jhana. So the first time he gets that jhana, he is a beginner in first jhana. And then later on, if he is familiar with first jhana, he can enter into first jhana as much as he likes, then he ceases to be a beginner. He is adept at that time. And then he practices meditation again and he reaches second jhana. So the first time he reaches second jhana, he is again a beginner of second jhana. And then later he practices jhana more, and so he is able to get into or out of the second jhana as much as he likes. And so he becomes adept in the second jhana. And then he practices again and he reaches third jhana for the first time. Then he is the beginner for the third jhana, and so on. So beginner here means not a beginner of jhanas in general, a beginner of each jhana. So that means at the attainment, the first attainment of each jhana, the jhana thought process runs the same, but there is only one jhana jhavana, one rupa vajra or arupa vajra jhavana. But during sustained attainment, then jhana thoughts can arise millions and millions of times. We'll come to that later at the end of the section. And then the direct knowledge jhavana always. Now, abhinya jhavanas arise only once, always. Abhinya jhavanas must have very great power. Because with the abhinya, a person is performing miracles. And abhinya jhavanas only arise only once. So just by arising once, it is sufficient to accomplish its task. So it need not arise 2 times or 3 times or millions of times. Just by arising one time, it can help and the person to perform miracles. Since it is sufficient for sufficient to accomplish the task by just arising once, it arises only once. So there are two kinds of jhanas that arise only once. One is rupa vajra and arupa vajra jhana at the first attainment, and abhinya jhana always at any time, whether the first attainment or later attainment. Now, the arising of the four paths endures for only one mind moment. Now, I think you already know that. Magga also arises only once, right? Can magga arise for a second time or for a third time? The same magga, no. So Sotapatti magga can arise only one time, right? Yeah. Next time when magga arises, it is the second, so Sakadagami magga and so on. So magga chaitas arise only once, so magga jhanas are those that arise only one time. And because magga arises only once, there is no kiriya in lokottara chaitas, right? If magga were to arise again and again, there would be kiriya chaitas in lokottara. Now that magga arises only once, there can be no kiriya chaitas in lokottaras. And then thereafter, two or three occasions of fruition consciousness arise according to the case. So immediately after magga, there are fruition, phala moments. How many phala moments? Two or three. So magga moment is followed by two phala moments, or it is followed by three phala moments. According to the case, that means if the person is of keen intellect, three phala moments, right? If the person is not so keen intellect, two phala moments. Why? No parikama, right. So, in one thought process, there can be a maximum of seven moments of jhanas, right? So, if there are four kama vajra jhanas in that thought process, parikama, upachara, anuloma, and gotrabu, preliminary, neighborhood, adaptation, confirmation, and change of lineage, right? So, when four moments are taken by kama vajra jhanas, and one moment taken by magga, now there are already five. So, there can be only two more jhanas. That is why there are two phala moments. But when there are only three kama vajra moments, excluding the first one, parikama. So, upachara, anuloma, gotrabhu, three moments of kama vajra jhanas, and then one moment of magga, four moments. So, in order to become seven, we need three more moments. That is why a person of keen intellect has three moments of phala. So, phala jhanas arise two times or three times, depending on the person being of keen intellect or not so keen intellect. Then comes subsidence into the life continuum. After that, there is bhavanga. So now, in this paragraph, we get jhanas that arise only once, and that arise two times, and that arise three times. Okay.
Now the next is Nirodha Samapatti, cessation attainment. Cessation means cessation of citta, cittasika, and rupa born of citta. At the time of the attainment of cessation, the fourth immaterial jhavana, the fourth arupa vajra jhavana, runs twice and then contacts cessation. Bhikkhu Bodhi is too literal here. The Pali word is pusati, so he translates it literally as contact. But in Burma we translate it as reach. So he reaches cessation. He experiences cessation. He reaches cessation. It's very, very brief here, the description of the procedure of Nirodha Samapatti. If you can wait, I want to ask you to wait until the ninth chapter. At the end of the ninth chapter, there is a more detailed explanation of the Nirodha Samapatti. Can you wait or can you not?
Wait.
So if you cannot, turn to, let's see, what page? Turn to page 363. Attainment of cessation. In this case, one enters successively upon the sublime attainments beginning with the first jhana. And then after emerging from them, one contemplates with insight. That means one practices vipassana on the conditioned states within each of those attainments. Now, in order to get the attainment of cessation, one must have all nine jhanas, and one must be an anagami or an arahant. Not ordinary worldlings, not sotapannas, not sakadagamis, not anagamis and arahants who do not have jhanas. So they must be either anagami or an arahant and who has jhanas. Not just one jhana, not just two jhanas, all nine jhanas. Then if they want to enter into this attainment of cessation, they must enter successively. That means beginning with first jhana. So enter into first jhana and then get out of that first jhana and practice vipassana on the contents of the jhanas. Here it is said conditioned states. Conditioned states mean the jhanas are composed of jhana factors, right? So these jhana factors are all conditioned phenomena, sankhara. So he must practice vipassana on the jhana factors. And then he must enter into second jhana, then gets out of that second jhana, practice vipassana on the contents of that jhana, and then enter into third jhana, and then emerges on third jhana, and practice vipassana, and so on, until he reaches the third arupa vajra jhana. Here, having proceeded thus up to the base of nothingness, that means having gone through these jhanas until he reaches the third arupa vajra jhana. One then attends to the preliminary duties such as the resolution, etc. That means after getting out of the third arupa vajra jhana, he does not practice vipassana. Instead, he does what are called preliminary duties. There are four of them that you will understand when you read this ninth chapter. So he must do these preliminary duties. And after doing the preliminary duties, he enters into the base of neither perception nor non-perception. That means he enters into the fourth Arupavachara jhana. After two occasions of javana in absorption, that means after two moments of fourth Arupavachara jhana, the continuum of consciousness is suspended. So, consciousness disappears. When consciousness disappears, there are no mental factors, and there are no material properties caused by mind. That is what we call cessation, attainment of cessation. So, when one is in attainment of cessation, one is devoid of all mental activities. At that moment, he has no chaita, no chaitasika, and no rupa born of chaita. So, a person in the Nirodha Samabhati is like a statue. The difference between a statue and him is that he is still living, although he stops breathing, although he has no mental activity, but his body is still living. His body still has jivitendriya and also the heat of the body. So this is how a person gets into attainment of cessation. So in order to get into attainment of cessation, he must go through all jhana, up to the fourth Arupavachara jhana. After two moments of fourth Arupavachara jhana, there is the suspension of mental activities. It is said that if he does not practice vipassana on the contents of jhana, if he does only samatha, then he will not be able to go to pass over to the fourth Arupavachara jhana. He will always go back to the third Arupavachara jhana, and he will not. There will be no cessation of chaita. And if he practice vipassana meditation only, not jhana, not samatha, he will end up with phala samapatti, phala attainment thought process, not nirodha samapatti. That is why he has to practice both samatha and vipassana. So first he enters into first jhana, right? That is samatha. And then emerging from that first jhana, he practices vipassana on the contents of the jhana, seeing the mental factors as impermanent, as suffering, and as no soul. So vipassana and samatha goes in pairs. Okay, now in this thought attainment of cessation, The last thoughts in this attainment of cessation are the two moments of what? Fourth Arupavachara jhana, right? So, the fourth Arupavachara jhanas arise two times at the occasion of attainment of cessation. So, at the time of attainment of cessation, the fourth immaterial javana runs twice and then contacts cessation. When emerging from cessation, either the fruition consciousness of non-returning or the fruition consciousness of arahantship arises accordingly for a single occasion. So when he emerges from this attainment of cessation, the first thought that arises is anagami phala or arahata phala, depending on the person. If he is an anagami, then anagami phala will arise. If he is an arahant, then arahata phala will arise. How many times? Only one time. Okay.
Just only one time of anagami phala or arhata phala, then bhavanga arises. So there is subsidence into life continuum. So in Nirodha Samapatti, we get two jhavanas, we get jhavanas that arise two moments, right? And we get one jhavana that arises only once, that is emerging from the Nirodha Samapatti. And then there are what are called phala samapatti and jhana samapatti. So in those attainments, jhana, sustained attainment of jhana and sustained attainment of phala, in the cognitive process of attainments, as in the stream of life continuum, there is no fixed procedure regarding the processes. That means there is no saying that jhana consciousness must arise how many times, or phala consciousness must arise just, say, 100 times or 1,000 times. There is no limit. There is no saying. So there is no fixed procedure regarding the processes. It should be understood that even many sublime and supramundane jhavanas take place in immediate succession. So this paragraph is for samabhati thought processes, samabhati vidhis. There are two kinds of samabhati vidhis, right? One is jhana samabhati and the second phala samabhati. So sustained attainment of jhana and sustained attainment of phala. Now, when a person gets the first jhana for the first time, then there is only one moment of jhana, and then subsidence to bhavanga. And later, he practices again to get into that jhana, and he must practice so that he becomes thoroughly familiar with that jhana. That means he must be able to enter into that jhana whenever he likes. He must be able to, again, enter quickly. He must be able to be in the jhana for as long as he likes. He must be able to get out of the jhana at the time he wants. So that, in order to achieve that mastery, he must enter into the jhanas again and again and again. So later on, when he wants to get into the jhana, he practices meditation again, and this time jhana thoughts arise immeasurable number of times, because he can be in that jhana for as long as he wants to. That means within the limit of the body of human being. That means it is said that human body can survive for only 7 days without food. So he may be in the samapatti for 7 days, or 6 days, 4 days, or 1 hour or 2 hours, as long as he likes. So during that time, when he is in the jhana samapatti, only jhana thought moments arise one after another. So since there can be billions of thought moments in one snap of a finger, you can imagine how many jhana moments arise and disappear during a samapatti thought process. And also, there is phala samapatti. When a person a person cannot get into magga again, right? But he wants to enjoy. He wants to enjoy the bliss of emancipation. That means he wants to have the phala thought moment arise again, because when phala chaitas arise in his mind, he is very, very peaceful, because phala chaitas take Nibbana as object. Nibbana is peace. So when citta takes Nibbana as object, citta is also peaceful. So they enjoy this, like people enjoy vacations. When you are tired of the daily activities or work, then you want to take a vacation. So these people, the enlightened person also, they are always wearied with what is called the conditioned phenomena and these five aggregates. So to them, these five aggregates appear as something loathsome, something to be wearied of. And so as an escape from the suffering of five aggregates, they enter into the Palasamabhati. So when they want to enter into Palasamabhati, they practice Vipassana again. And then instead of Magga, there is Phala. So there arises Phala for, again, many, many moments. Here also, one can be in Palasamabhati for as long as he wishes. Say, if he is a human being, then 7 days. So in the Samabhati thought processes, that means later sustained Jhana thought process and later sustained Phala thought process, there can be, there is no fixed number of Jhana Chetas and Phala Chetas arising. There can be millions, billions and billions of Jhanas and Phalas arising. So it means this paragraph shows that there are some Chetas or some Javanas that arise many, many times, any number of times. Okay, now we'll find out. Lord, let us find out. Jhanas that arise only once, then two times, then three times, then four times, then five times, then six times, and seven times, and many times. If you have a note paper, I mean, you should write that down. Okay, then, Jhanas that arise only once. Only once. Rupa vajra and arupa vajra jhanas on first attainment. That is one kind, right? And then abhinya jhanas only one time. And then magga only one time. And then You find one more. Where do you find that? One time, only one time. Look in the attainment of cessation.
Oh yeah,
Phala. Yeah, yes. Phala. On emerging from the attainment of cessation, anagami phala and arhata phala, one time, right? So we get four kinds of javanas that arise only once. Again, what are these four? One, rupa vajra and arupa vajra jhanas on first attainment. Two, abhinya javanas. Three, magga javanas. And four, anagami phala and arhata phala on emerging from Nirodha Samabhati, right? So these javanas arise only one time. Okay, two times. Two times. Look in the attainment of cessation. Yeah, fourth arupa vajra jhana. Fourth Arupa Vajrajana preceding Nirodha Samapatti. Right? Or we can just say fourth Arupa Vajrajana in Nirodha Samapatti process. Yeah. Only that? What about phala moments? There can be two phala moments or three phala moments, right? So, phala javanas after magga. For what kind of person? Not so keen intellect, right? For those who have keen intellect, there will be three times. So, phala moments after magas for those of not so keen intellect. Three times. Again, phala moments after magga for those of keen intellect. Four times. Twin miracle, right? So during twin miracle, the reviewing javanas, the akama vajra javanas, four times. Five times, reviewing javanas at similar times, not twin miracle, because a twin miracle is for Buddhas only. But there are some occasions where arahants have to reflect very very quickly. So, five times, what are they? Reflecting or reviewing javanas for disciples at similar times. And also, what? Kama Vajra Javanas at the time of death, fainting, and so on. Right? Yeah. And then six times, regular Kama Vajra Javanas. Seven times, regular Kama Vajra Javanas. Right? Eight times. But many times, jhana and phala javanas on later sustained attainment or samapattivittis, right? Let's go through it again. One time. Rupa Vajra and Arupa Vajra Janas on first attainment. Abhinya Javanas. Magga Javanas. And then Anagami Phala and Arhata Phala on emerging from Nirodha Samapatti. Two times. Fourth Arupa Vajra Jana in Nirodha Samapatti process. And then phala javanas after magga for those of not so keen intellect, average intellect, right? And then three times phala javanas after magga for those of keen intellect. Four times reviewing javanas for the Buddha at twin miracles and others. Five times reviewing javanas for disciples. And also kama vajra javanas at death and also at the time of fainting, etc. Six or seven times regular kama vajra javanas. Many times Rupa Vajra, Arupa Vajra, and phala jhavanas. At sustained attainment or samabhadivitis. Okay. So jhavanas can arise just once or two times, three times, and so on. Whether they arise just once or two times, they always experience or they always enjoy the taste of the object fully. So even though they arise only once, they can do their task properly. Okay, this is the jhavana, the procedure of jhavana. Now the summary, it should be known that limited jhavanas are arise seven times. Limited jhavana means kama vajra jhavanas. So kama vajra jhavana seven times. The path and direct knowledge only once. The rest, sublime and supramundane, many times. It is real summary. it's too short, huh? It's not complete, huh? So we have to understand all these once, two times, three times, and so on. Okay. So I think it's not so difficult. Since we are doing jhavanas, we have to have in mind the jhavana functions only. Kama vajra jhavanas, rupa vajra jhavanas, aruba vajra jhavanas, and supramundane logodra jhavanas. And how many times, which kind of jhavana arise. Okay. You want to go back to the chat to refresh your memory? Now, please look at the 121 types of consciousness, the card, and find out the jhavanas. How many jhavanas are there? How many jhavanas altogether? If we take Logodra Jetas as 8, 55, right? And those 55 are what? 12 Akusala Jetas, right? Because they are Akusala. And then, where do you go? Hasitubara, right? It is Kiriya. Although there are three Kiriyas, the first two are excluded. They do not function as Jhavanas. So, Hasitubara. And then, Kama Vajra Kusala, 8. And then Kama Vajra Kiriya, 8. Rupa Vajra Kusala, 5. Rupa Vajra Kiriya, 5. Aruba Vajra Kiriya, 4. Aruba Vajra Kusala, 4. Aruba Vajra Kiriya, 4. And then Lokutra, 8. So altogether, 55 jhavanas, right? Okay. Now look at the first column, Akusala jhavanas. How many times can they arise? One time? No. Yeah? Two times? No. Three? No. Four? No. Five? No. Six? Ah. Wait. Five. They can arise five if they happen to be in the death thought process, right? Right, so they can arise five, and they can arise for six times, or they can arise for seven times. Good. And what about Hasitubara? Huh? Only seven times, right? One time no, two time no, and so on. Right? Yeah. Since it is not vibhaga, hasitubhara. It's a kriya, right? So it arises in arahants only. So not one time, not two times, and so on. Then what about kama vachara kusalas? One time? No. Two times? No. Three times? No. Four times? Yes. Right? They can be reviewing, they can be in the reviewing thought process. So four times? Yes. Five times? Wait a minute. No, no, but this for kriya only. For Buddhas and Arahants, right? Hmm? Reviewing consciousness in how do you call it? Like in Yamaka twin miracle. So then they cannot arise four times or five times. So six or seven times. Then kama vachara kriya. So four times, five times, and ordinarily six or seven times. Rupa vachara javanas. One time? Yes. Two times? No. Three times? No. Four times? No. Five times? No. Six times? No. Seven times? No. Many times? Yes. Then one time or many times? Then rupa vachara kriya? Same, right? One time or seven times, many times. Now arupa vachara. First arupa vachara. How many times? One time? Yes. At the first attainment, right? And then two times? No. Three times? No. Four times? No. Five times? No. Six, seven times? No. Many times? Yes. Second arupa vachara jhana. One time? Yes. Two times? No. Three, four, five, six, seven? No. Many times? Yes. Third? The same, right? What about the fourth? One time? Yes. Two times? Yes. In the cessation thought process, right? Three times? Four times? Five times? Six times? Seven times? No. Many times? Yes, right. The arupa vachara kriya, I think the same. The first, the second, and the third, one time and many times. The fourth, one time, two times, many times, right? Okay. Now, the lokottara cetas, so see them as only eight. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight. Now, first magacita, how many times? Only once. Second magacita, once only. Third magacita, once only. Fourth magacita, once only. First phalacita, two times, or three times, or many times. Second phalacita, same. Two times, three times, many times. Third phalacita, same. fourth Phalajeda, saying, ah, wait a minute. Let's see, third Phalajeda. Third Phalajeda, one time, yes. When you emerge from Nirodha Samabhadi, right? So, third Phalajeda, one time, yes. Third Phalajeda. Two times, yes. Three times, yes. Many times, right. Yes. Then fourth Phalajeda. One time, yes. When? Emerging from Nirodha Samabhadi, right. So one time, yes. Two times, yes, in ordinary Magga thought process. Three times, yes. Many times, in the Phala Samabhadi thought process. Yes. Okay, that's good. You go through this way. So now you understand the jhavanas and how many times they arise. And also, you can say in what kind of thought process and at what time, at what occasion, on what occasion they arise, say, this much, say, one time, two times, and so on. So now I think we understand almost all about jhavanas. That means the jhavanas in different kinds of thought processes and how many times they arise on what occasions. Oh, about 15 minutes. Okay. I think we can go a little further there. Now, next section is analysis by way of individuals. Pugala Beda. It's a division of individuals or something like that, the Pali word is. Now, there are 12 kinds of individuals. First, I think you should be familiar with these 12. And then we'll find out what chetas belong to which individual. So there are 12 kinds of individuals. First, wait a minute. So first, there is the division of individuals into ahetuka, dvihetuka, and tihetuka. Ahetuka individuals are those whose patisanti cheta belong to ahetuka chetas. Now, how many chetas do the function of patisanti? 19. So among them, how many are ahetuka? Two or three? Two. Two santiranas accompanied by ubhikha, right? So if a person is born in hell, or if a person is reborn as an animal, then his patisanti cheta must be the first one, akusala vipaka. So he said to be an ahituka person, ahituka individual. And also, a person can be reborn as a human being, but he may be reborn blind, deaf, or so on. So in that case, his patisanti cheta is again, ahetuka, kusala vipaka. Since he is reborn as a human being, he belongs to happy destination, happy existences. In Pali, called sukati. So the other person who is reborn in hell or as animal, or as a ghost, is called a dukkhiti person. Dukkhiti, right? So, first there are persons who are reborn, who are born with ahituka chetas as patisanti chetas. And there are persons who are reborn with two root kama vajra vibhaga chetas. So they are called dvihetuka. Dvihetuka. And there are persons who are reborn with three root patisanti kama vajra vibhaga chetas, or rupa vajra vibhaga chetas and arupa vajra vibhaga chetas. So they are called three root persons. So basically, there are no root person, one root person, two root person, three root person, right? Okay. Now, the first one. No root person is of two kinds, right? One born in dukkhiti, four woeful states, and one born as a human being, but born blind and so on. So the first one is called dukkhiti ahituka person. And the second one is called sugati ahituka person. So we get two ahituka persons now, right? Dukkhiti ahituka and sugati ahituka. And then what about dvihetuka? two root person. Can there be dukkhiti and sugati? No. If he is dvihetuka, he belongs to sukati only. Right? There is no dvihetuka patisanti in four woeful states. So dvihetuka belong only to sukati. Happy destination or happy existences. And what about dvihetuka? Right? Three roots. Three roots also belong to sugati or dukkhiti? Sugati. Okay. Now, three root persons can be subdivided into how many? Let us see. Three root person as a putojana. Right? Three root person as a magga person. Three root person as a phala person. Since there are four maggas and four phalas, we get eight of them. And we add putojana to them. So we get how many? Nine. So we get nine tihetuka persons. Nine tihetuka persons, one dvihetuka person, and two ahetuka persons. So altogether there are 12 persons, 12 puggalas, 12 individuals. So again, 12 individuals are dukkhiti ahituka, right? And then sugati ahituka. And then dvihetuka. We don't have to say sugati here, because if it is dvihetuka, it is sugati, right? So, dvihetuka. And then, tihetuka putujana. Tihetuka worldling, right? And then, sotapati magga person, sotapati phala person, and so on. So, when we refer to them, we need not use the word tihetuka. They are understood. It is understood. Because anyone who gets magga and phala is a tihetuka person. So with regard to tihetuka persons, with regard to eight noble persons, we don't need to say tihetuka. Right? But they are tihetuka persons. So, nine tihetuka persons, one putujana and eight noble ones. Nine tihetuka persons, one dvihetuka person, and two Ahituka persons. So altogether, there are 12 individuals or 12 pogalas. Okay. Now, to those with double-rooted and rootless rebirth consciousness, that means to those who are dvihetuka and ahetuka, functional javanas and absorption javanas do not arise. Functional javanas, kiriya javanas, right? And absorption javanas, apana javanas. You remember apana javanas? What are apana javanas? Rupa vajra jhana, arupa vajra jhana, lokuttara chaitas, right? They are called apana javanas. How many of them are there?
26,
yes. So, to those who are dvihetukas and who are ahetukas, that means two kinds of ahetukas, right? And one dvihetuka. So, to them, there are no functional javanas and no jhana and magga, phala, chetas. Likewise, in a blissful plane means sukhati, resultants accompanied by knowledge also do not arise. Resultants accompanied by knowledge, four from kama vajara resultant, right? And then five rupa vajara resultants, four arupa vajra resultants, and four phala moments, and phala chetas. In addition to those mentioned earlier, these do not arise in a blissful plane, that means sugati ahituka. But in a woeful plane, great resultants dissociated from knowledge are not found. That means, for a dukkiti ahetuka person, no great resultants dissociated from knowledge. So jnana vibhuta also not found. So actually, for a person who is dukkiti ahituka, there are no kama vajra vibhagas altogether, and also rupa vajra, arupa vajra, and lokottara. Again, for those of two roots, duhetuka and ahetuka, rootless, what they cannot get? Kiriya, kiriya javanas, and appana javanas. They cannot get, or these do not arise in them. And then, in a blissful plane, that means sukhati ahetuka, jnana sampayuta vipaka, right? So full from kama vajra vipaka, and then rupa vajra, arupa vajra, and lokottara vipakas. These also cannot arise or do not arise. And to a dukkiti ahetuka person, even jnana vibhuta, kama vajra vibhagas, four, do not arise. Okay. I think I'll stop there. please read on and then try to find out. Or you, if you don't want to find out yourself, you can read guide to section 26. But we'll find out ourselves. So it is good if you can bring cards, these cards, or blank copies of card like this, so that we can find out, say, for a Dukkati Ahiduka person, 37 chetas, so we will put in 37 colors here, and so on. So it is good to have the blank copies of, because you will have to use them as rough copies. So you may make copies of cards, this size cards, or larger ones. Okay, then. You have any questions? Okay, if you have no questions, we'll finish here. Sadhu, 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 sadhu.